Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
And special guest, Diana D'Amico. Hello, Diana.
I'm super happy to be here, too. Pronouns she, her. I'm super excited to play with you guys.
Excellent. We're having a classic D&D Saturday, including a double episode recording. So shit might get a little weird.
We used to record two episodes a night on like Tuesdays or Thursdays or Wednesdays. And after a while, we're like, why the fuck are we doing this? Even though having every other week free ruled, it was just so much energy. But today's Saturday. We all spent today watching various Viking media, I assume.
Elvis was a Viking, if you think about it.
That's so true. He's a Skald.
Yeah. Yeah.
I listened to soccer. Because Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the one thing more boring than watching soccer.
Yeah. This is a soccer club owned by famous celebrities in America, so.
Yeah, I need to consume that. That seems good.
It's really good.
Which soccer club?
It's the Wrexham. The Wrexham Red Dragons. I mean, they're called the Red Dragons.
That sounds cool.
How rad is that? Yeah. They're from Wales.
Okay, I was like, Wrexham sounds not American.
Yeah, it's in Wales.
The Wrexham, Wales, Red Dragons. That, can we sponsor them?
Oh, yeah, I guess we'll ask Ryan Reynolds.
I mean, Ryan Reynolds is sponsoring.
Like, I love your gin. Can we weasel our way in, please?
Previously on Greetings Adventures.
And that's when you found the ladder.
I'll go down first, gang.
It seems like you run into like another settlement down here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a huge noise, like an explosion, and everything went black.
Dahlia is a summer Eladrin. Are you all right, my dear?
Am I dead? Did we die?
You don't look dead.
I take off my mask. Say who the fuck are you? What'd you do to us?
I'm Dahlia Woodford Blackwell Stovich Garrison. It's a pleasure to meet you. And she'll hold out her hand like she's expecting you to kiss her rings.
Who the fuck are you?
It's Lucy.
Me, it's Lucy.
Oh.
You should meet our friend Screech. His family owns this mine.
Really? So where is he?
I guess he's with Celine, and you'll find out in 2 weeks.
Big Petey was pretty sure the whole thing was going to collapse if you didn't go take care of whatever was happening down here.
What on earth do we need with all this theonite anyway? It seems like it's really just giving everyone access to magical things when really that should be reserved for a certain group.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Well, those who can afford it, of course.
Oh.
I don't mean that we're going to gatekeep the magic. That would be ridiculous.
Three bleary-eyed knockers rush towards you with weapons drawn. They're not acting like themselves, even though you've never met them.
Who wouldn't join the revolution with someone cool like her?
Ugh.
You should really listen to your daughter.
No, why do you want to do a revolution? You're rich.
I want to keep being rich, and I could probably profit off of this somehow long term. I don't have a husband right now. I'm sort of in between gigs, as it were.
Rick.
Rick?
can you take us through?
Hello.
Lead the way, brave Rick.
And he moves your hand down about 4 inches. And then you push, and the wall slides open.
I go through it.
Same.
Should we wait and see if he comes back first? All right, we're all going together then. I understand.
All right, so, so you're taking down this little secret-y tunnel, and so you get to the end of this tunnel. There's another secret door. Go figure.
Whoa.
Well, this tunnel's just a dead end.
Check this out. And then I push at the, where I assume is the right spot, based on the previous door.
And you nail it, and the door slides open.
Magic.
and a bunch of knockers are sitting at a table, and they all have crossbows, and they train them upon you and fire.
And fire?
How are their eyes?
They're very swirly.
Fuck!
Oh, no.
Roll, please roll initiative.
God damn it, son of a bitch.
Michael!
Son of a bitch. 19 what? For Chuck.
It's a hot 11 for me today.
Hell yeah. Just add 10 to it. You're the guest. Yeah, or just lie, you know.
I got 10, so.
You got 10, Rourke?
Yeah. Yeah. Less than 11.
Let's find out what Lucy gets. Oh, Lucy, that was great. Four. There's four of them. This is easy. Chuck, you go first.
I rush in, and I want to jump on their table, and so it smashes on the ground. And if they have crossbows trained on me, they simply have disadvantage if they attack while I'm next to them. And now I'm next to them, and if they try to run away, then I will opportune them. But instead, I get big like a bear or a raccoon, and I say, I'm doing the oil and the fire thing, I think I said again. And I cast the magical, it's not Sacred Flame, but it's like, it's something like Word of Radiance. I need all of my friends here to make a Constitution saving throw, please.
These are what I roll.
You got two 20s? Yeah, they have to beat a 15 or else they're burnt by sacred flames, radiant flames.
All right, well, two of them do get burnt by sacred flames.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, the other two take a brutal 2 damage.
Nice.
Shut up. It was mostly just getting in their way.
Hey. Oh, wait, was two was the good damage?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like half or something.
No, magic doesn't get modifiers, so it's up to the whims of God until you give me an item from Tasha's hideous cauldron of everything.
Cool. Okay.
I love you. I'm not going to do a bonus action. I just want to be big and kind of like thwack at their RP style thwack at their crossbows.
Lucy goes, this is what a real crossbow looks like.
Does she pull out a bigger one or is it the same one she had earlier?
Lucy has big dick energy.
It's the same one, unfortunately, and I rolled bad.
Oh.
So Lucy fires a bolt into the ceiling.
Ah! Does it ricochet hilariously?
Yeah, it's like a laser. It just shoots everyone. And then all of the knockers throw their crossbows to the ground and charge.
Fuck!
One of them tries to bite Chuck and just horrifically fails. Just embarrasses itself. And then the other one is going to go after Rourke again. Well, okay, so if that's a 19. That hits, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
we're at level 4, Michael.
Wait, Michael. How are they going after Rourke? Rourke's behind me.
Oh. Haha.
Oh, that's a good question.
Do you want to get bonked, or do you want? What do you want, bud?
I mean, we don't know how big this room is. It could have literally just been the table was 2 inches inside of the room.
That's true. I get there. Legally, I guess they're non-Euclidean.
Believe it or not, against all odds, I actually have a map. And I can tell you that this is a 20 by 20 room.
And the door has to swing, so that means there has to be some clearance. We went single file. I went first and rushed in and did a big jump. So
Chuck, does a 19 hit your armor class?
Yes, it does.
All right, you get bit.
Ow!
You take 4 damage.
I don't have a lot of money. Stop biting my clothes and skin.
Yes, he does. Don't let him lie to you.
What? If you want to give me more money, that'd be cool.
We live in a fruit cellar in a tavern.
You have the wealth of virtue, Chuck. It's fine.
I'm expecting an award for escorting a fine citizen such as yourself out of here.
Good luck with that.
Now, I'm assuming a 7 will miss, of course, but yep. Tell me about an 18. Does an 18 hit?
If it meets, it beats, baby.
All right, you get chomped again for 4 more piercing damage. You've got multiple knockers attached to you at this point.
I don't like it.
And then the last one also tries to eat you. Does a 16 hit? No.
It does not. Thank God.
All right, it misses. You get all messed up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Dahlia.
How many of them are... So there are four and two are currently attached to Chuck?
Two of them are attached to Chuck. I mean, they're not technically attached to Chuck, but you know what I mean.
He's got two knockers.
Yeah, they're on my big old man titties.
And he's just swinging them around.
Here comes Papa.
I'm sure that's fine.
Get him off.
Do their legs look like the little tassels?
Yeah, totally.
Their legs are so short.
I would like to go and stab one of them.
All right.
I'm gonna try and pierce that knocker with my rapier. That's a 23 to hit.
Oh my god, that hits.
Cool. I'm gonna activate my psychic blades.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Don't worry about it. It's fine. 17 points of damage mixed between psychic and piercing, if that makes a difference.
Okay, describe yourself destroying this creature.
I like to think that while Chuck is sort of swinging around with these knockers, Dahlia just sort of like rolls her eyes, steps into the room, and holds out her rapier. Like, she doesn't even actually stab anything. She just holds it out and waits for him to impale one of these potato creatures on it. And it just kind of like skewers him right through the middle.
Is the psychic version of it, is it like noticeable? Like a Psylocke X-Men style, or is it just all in their mind?
I think it's noticeable only in that as this blade sinks through the flesh of this knocker, it lets out an inhuman scream. Like, it's just been shown the ugliest thing that has ever existed in the history of time. Michael, could you make that noise for us? Just, you know, for flavor. It makes that noise.
Damn.
Wow, that guy screamed a lot more than he would if he just would have got stabbed.
He said to himself while swinging around a knocker.
Now I'm all out of whack. My weight is not proportioned correctly.
And then I'll face step back to the doorway. I don't want to get hit.
Fair enough. All right. Well, Rourke, you're up.
I would like to non-lethally hit them with the back end of my rapier and give them a bonk in the head.
Okay.
16.
That hits.
So 5 non-lethal damage, Michael.
All right, you bonked that little guy, but he's still hanging in there.
Wow, he's strong. He's a strong little potato.
They've latched to me.
I believe it is Chuck's turn. There are 3 knockers, 2 of which have been injured.
So Rourke is next to me right now. So how about this? I'm going to do a Word of Radiance again. Uh-oh, more oil flask time. Michael, Constitution saving throw, my good friend.
No one believes you.
What? It's illegal to do magic. If you don't do magic, I don't do magic. Capiche?
As I said, I'm rich. I can do whatever I want.
How did Michael just roll another 20 like Babe Ruth right here? Did you know? Did you buy trick dice?
Did Babe Ruth play D&D?
Well, he pointed it out. You know, Babe Ruth, suck finger, point out where he's going to hit the homer. Michael just rolled, he's rolled 6?
What the shit, Michael?
Natural 20s? I mean, you're rolling for many peoples.
I'm on fire. I roll really bad, normally.
But still.
All right, cool. I guess one guy takes 3 damage. I hate you. We should.
I'm so sorry.
It was like a 20, a 16, and like an 8.
It was a 20, a 16, and a 5.
But then I'll do my bonus action to give Hrork help. And Rourke, you get 3 temporary hit points.
Okay, that's nice.
And I do as well, using my Fey gift, the Fey Hobgoblin. And I'm out of my bonus action helps until they release a book that has it as a feat, like the Inquisitor Rogue. Please do that, Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay, so that's your turn?
That's my turn.
Lucy pops open this special pouch and pulls out a really cool looking bolt for their crossbow.
Whoa.
And puts it in, and the it's definitely, it's got little Theonite etchings down it, and when it fires, it bursts into flame.
That's so cool, Lucy. How'd you do that?
It's a Theonite firebolt.
That is cool. Shit.
Could you make some of those so I could throw them down on the ground, and then it would make some like smoke and fire that popped up, and then I could like dash away really quick? That sounds like it would be so cool for entrances and like shows and stuff.
I totally could if I had enough Theonite. It hits one of the knockers square in the chest, and they burst into flames. their little skeleton is just roasting away.
My stomach rumbles against its better judgment.
And then I, let's say, you know what? One of those knockers is coming right after Lucy. That was rude.
Well, before that, Michael, I gentlemanly warned you last time. So that is a 16 as I whack it. Unless you can change it. And it's like, no, Lucy ran up. Lucy's a fool.
No, Lucy's not. Lucy's a fool.
She ran up and stabbed it with her arrow.
Legolas, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's fair. 16, that hits. Bash that little guy.
That's only 5 damage, though. As it runs by, it's like clock in the back of the head. Stay away from my daughter's friend.
Takes like a champ and chomps Lucy anyway.
Damn it.
So, Lucy's fine.
Lucy probably has infinite health points because Lucy's based on your daughter.
I hope so. Lucy can't die.
It's true. So the other one goes for Chuck because sees that Chuck is bashing and doesn't like the bashing. And the first one is going to be a 20 to hit.
Yep.
4 piercing damage. Owie. Take it.
Pew, pew.
Luckily, I have 3 temporary hit points.
The other one's a 16, which I'm pretty sure misses.
Get out of here. Yeah, I'm thankfully able to get my shield in the way.
Yeah.
And it's just like biting down on my shield. Like, stop, you're putting bite marks in it. Gross.
And it's like drool. There's like drool coming out the sides and stuff.
He's essentially a Lilo and Stitch on top of my my little shield.
Very much so. Dahlia, you're up. There are 2 knockers, and they are both injured.
Neither of them are currently attached to Chuck, correct?
No, not attached.
Okay.
Just near.
The one that is currently slobbering all over his shield,
mm-hmm.
I'll just kind of pointedly look at it and hum to myself, boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew, and I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? This character is going to be gone before too long.
I love it, yeah.
That's 16 psychic damage. You can make a wisdom save.
That's an 8.
Yeah, that fails. So 16 psychic damage.
Okay. What does it look like as it expires?
Well, it makes that terrible noise again. And then I think it takes its little claws, and without being too graphic, it just starts clawing at its eyes.
Oh,
until little potato peelings just...
All right, that seems very reasonable, I think, for that knocker.
They started it. Did they start it?
And then I think that's it.
That's good. Then we'll go to Rourke. Rourke, there is one knocker remaining.
Okay, I want to bonk it with some non-lethal.
Okay.
I rolled a nat 1, so I guess I don't hit it or I smush it. I don't know.
That's not lethal.
Yeah. I miss.
That is going to be a miss, okay. I believe.
Perfect. That's me then.
Okay. Chuck?
It's bonking time. That is a 17, I suppose, to one near me.
That hits.
This... 4 damage.
This one was injured.
Hell yeah.
And that does knock it out.
Okay. Yeah, I just take the butt of my mace and bonk on its head. Non-lethal. Again.
What is the point of having all of these pointy weapons if you don't intend to use them? I'm very confused by this whole facade you have.
That's why I don't use a sword or an axe, you see.
Sorry, I'm just literally so flabbergasted by your presentation that I don't...
It's knocked out! I took care of it! Hey, why you...
then shouldn't you use a club or like a bat with padding on it or something?
Yeah, but if they have armor... I mean, it's kind of like a club. It just has spikes on the end and... things like that.
It feels like that should be caving in skulls. I'm sorry, I really just want to see your weapons get their full use, their full potential.
Mine works really well. Used it, and then, yeah, we've done a lot of using the weapons. Not too much.
I'm just saying, look, this one...
Stop yelling at me!
...was so disappointed in your display, it clawed its own eyes out.
Really?
Look at it!
That's embarrassing. What's the point?
You're doing great, Dad.
You could be doing better, Dad.
I kick the eyeballs on the ground like they're pebbles and say, oh, shucks. I don't know anymore.
Rick pats you on the back of your calf.
You're still here? Thanks, Rick.
Then he points to two doors. These ones are not secret. One is in the east wall. One is in the south wall.
I want to tie up and pour water and slap. How many are not dead? 1, 2?
Lucy burned one to the ground.
Dahlia killed 2, I believe.
Technically, it killed itself.
That's very true.
I had nothing to do with either. It ran into my rapier. I was just there. Plausible deniability. It's my middle name.
I wake it up, and then I wink at Dahlia and put Rick... I'm holding Rick, like, above them in the sky.
That's not any less unsettling. You're really bad at this.
Thumbs up.
They give each other a little kiss on the lips. Oh.
Well, that was kind of cute. What information were you hoping to glean from this?
I don't know. I found secret doors with Rick here. Maybe Rick, too, is able to...
Those, they're right. The doors are right there.
I know, but what if there's a third door? I put both of them on my shoulders.
They both, like, put their elbows up in your head.
And then I go left, tap to the left door, tap to the right door, shrug my shoulders, catch them as I do so, forgetting they're up there.
Could I cast Hideous Laughter on one of them?
No.
I just really want him to laugh at Chuck. That's all I want.
What? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's your spell slot.
Yeah, it's a wisdom save.
It's got to be hideous, right?
Chooses to fail. It is funny. I know, but which...
I actually, unfortunately, rolled another 20.
Cool, I cast it again on the other one.
A mere 13.
The 13 saves.
The 13 does save. Okay. It laughs anyway. Thinks it's hilarious.
I just want them to laughing.
Yeah. If you end this with any spell slots, that's like inefficient.
Actually, okay. No, I start laughing and hope that they join in.
What the fuck?
He points to the southern door.
All right. I quickly peek to the whatever door to see if there's anything in there as I'm making nonverbal communication that I am moving towards the southern door.
It looks like a hallway.
Okay. Yeah. Southern door it is.
Also a hallway. Heads about 20 feet to the south.
Is everyone good going this way? They say go this way, I think.
Yeah. I'm happy to follow Little Rick.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Yeah, you go about 20 feet and there's a tunnel off to the east. Little Rick is knocking on Chuck's helmet and pointing at the wall to the west.
Ooh. I push at it vaguely, remembering where I've pushed at it before.
A poison needle springs out.
No shit!
What?
Pierces in your hand.
Oh, I grab Rick and I point at the needle and then point at my hand. What the fuck, dude?
You're like, ow! Make a constitution saving throw, please.
You herded me. That is a dirty 20.
You managed to shrug off that poison.
You suck it out, Rick.
His little tongue is waggling in the air.
I kick at the door, maybe?
It slides up.
Slides up?
Yeah, slides up. And it appears to be a completely empty room other than a chest bearing some strange but familiar symbols.
Like the ones we saw previously that I took etchings of?
No.
Fuck.
But they seem to be maybe religious symbols.
Dahlia, do you have any idea what these symbols mean?
No, but this is very plainly a trap. You see that. It's the only thing in this room.
Would they double trap it, though?
Yes. That's how the wealthy remain. I'll explain it to you later. Could I just, like, pick up something tiny and throw it at the chest?
Hmm?
Rick.
I do not throw Rick at the chest. I find, like, a rock or something.
Yeah. Yeah, roll. Roll to see if you,
Oh, no, wait. I have something better. I would like to mage hand open the chest.
Okay.
Dummy, forgetting you got spells?
I'm stupid. I'm going to use mage hand to throw the rock across the room.
Touch it like a peasant?
Not going to lie, I thought about it.
So you're fiddling around with it with your mage hand, and a little needle comes jutting out. But and then it's stuck out. So
sucker.
Stay back behind in case it explodes. And then I say, there, and I tap myself on the chest, and I'm going to cure my wound.
The trap is sprung, but the chest is still locked.
Okay. I heal myself for 11 damage, 11 health, I guess you'd say.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't fucking know how to open this.
Can I try and sleight of hand it open with the mage hand?
Sure.
Oh, I have thieves' tools.
Hot damn. That is a 23 total.
All right.
I finally got a nat 20. What you gonna do?
Celebrate your victory.
You pop that chest open.
What's in there?
I meant to ask Tim earlier what kind of weapon Chuck uses.
Yeah, it's a mace.
It's a mace, yeah. Right?
But like with a pillow on the end.
Yeah, it's a mace completely covered in foam like you would see at a fucking McDonald's play place.
Maces in the
an American Gladiator.
I use one of the American Gladiators foam things. I got this from my friend Laser.
You open the chest, and inside of it is a single mace with a highly carved handle that appears to be depicting some sort of wooded nature scene.
See. Told you it was garbage, and I'm gonna use the mage hand to slam it shut and go to relock it.
I want to try to stop that, but I go slow and I just put my hand in the middle and take an ouchie. Ow! God damn it.
What are you doing?
I want the mace. It looks cool.
Oh. Sorry, I forgot some people collect garbage. It's
yes.
Have at it.
Like I said, I'm not wealthy. So, heck, if it's low class for me to take this item out of this spooky dungeon, well, I guess you just call me low class then.
I will, again.
Damn it.
And probably to everyone I meet afterwards.
I want to grab it, Michael DeMar.
As soon as you touch it, you know that this is a Mace of Regnir.
Mace of Regnir? That's fun.
The god of the forest and the hunt.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is a magical plus one weapon.
Oh. So, and does it have any other special shit, or can I just use the... I'm not saying that as a greedy little rat, even though I am, but it's just to know what to do on D&D Beyond.
Yeah, you can just add it as like a plus one mace. For now.
Hell yeah! I feel tingly and a little treasonous at the same time.
Does that mean you're going to join the revolution?
Finally!
I didn't say that. But why would this artifact be here? This is clearly something of Regnir, a banned god.
A banned? But what? Maybe he hid it here. What if he used to live here?
Maybe, sure, I don't know. I kind of forget what the city's or the government's line is. Are the other gods dead, or are they just banished, or they're the only it's only Rhea? I don't remember because we've been on the run for so long. But guess this I feel power within it, so maybe it's an echo, or maybe Regnir's still up there or down there. I don't. They're just there.
Rick just starts talking at you, sounds like he's trying to explain something, but yeah, you obviously can't make out a fucking word of what he's saying.
Yeah.
But he just keeps going on and on and on.
Yeah, I mean, my anxiety is like, yeah, okay. I give him a thumbs up. I'm like, sure. It's like when I talk to my niece and nephew, I'm like, I have no fucking... Especially because they speak three languages and they keep switching
back. He's just talking about Roblox and like, you're like, I have no idea.
Sure, cool.
Are there any other doors in this room?
Nope. Just the one that you see.
I'm going to go and, like, just start touching random parts of the wall, because that looked like it worked before.
Do you want to roll an investigation?
Sure. Dirty 20.
You do not find any more doors in this room.
There are no more doors in here. I'm confident.
All right. Sounds good. Let's head out, then, I suppose. Thank you so much, Rick. Point, thumbs up, point, thumbs up, big smile.
Do you know what he's saying to you?
No, I don't. I hope I didn't offend him.
Well, I'm worried you made some sort of agreement.
That's true. That's fair. That's fair. That's a great reminder, and I'm... Fuck.
He's talking a lot.
Rick gives you a thumbs up.
Cool. Well, one of their... I know, like, one of their chieftains or what have you, leaders, governors, viscounts, so he can translate for us in case I accidentally agreed to marry their daughter or something like that.
But you've already picked it up, which means you've already agreed.
Yeah, yes. That's fair. That's fair.
Well,
fair.
I guess if you think about it, if we flood the tunnel, it really... You know.
What are you implying? That we're just going to kill Rick's daughter?
Yes.
My fiance.
The love of my life. Your new mother.
Rika.
Can we please have a family dynamic where Chuck has to marry...
a potato?
Okay, Chuck has to marry Lucy, and now there's a rivalry between my best friend and...
I would watch that show. I'm not going to lie to you.
Chuck and Lucy? Yeah.
So, Rick points down the hallway leading east.
Thumbs up. Smile.
Okay.
Oh, can I give Rick 2 some mushroom?
Sure.
Could I ask Rick 2 what his name is?
You can.
Hello, I am Dahlia Woodford Blackwell Stovich Garrison. I'm sorry that we missed the opportunity to be introduced. What is your name?
Rick.
I look smug as shit.
Are they all named Rick?
We named the other ones Petey, and they seem fine with it, but they also told us that we can't pronounce their names in their language, so just call them whatever.
Can we... didn't Petey tell us what it was, like, make the noise for us?
I think we tried to get Michael to do it, and he said no.
Okay, so we'll say then that Petey did say it. Michael just didn't want to make the noise. So Rourke tries to make...
It would ban us from iTunes.
Yeah. Rourke tries to make the noise back at them.
Hmm. Roll performance. With disadvantage.
God, you're going to offend them somehow.
Oh, God.
Potatoes are going to turn on us.
Fuck.
Yeah. Petey's 2's real name is Shit Eater.
I rolled a nat 1. I got 5. I'm so sorry.
Stop doing that.
Nika, I'm going to make you some new dice.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, did Michael steal your dice and
yes.
Now he has all your energy?
I know, right? Because I am rolling like such a Nika tonight.
It makes a more interesting show, I guess.
It's so true.
Rourke, they won't talk to you anymore.
See him dab some liquid out of his eye.
What did you say?
I don't know. I just... Well, I'm not going to make the noise again, but...
It doesn't look like they liked it, whatever it was.
What if Petey and Rix are, like, mortal enemies?
Oh, true. That must exactly be what it is.
I think that's it. There's no way that I did something wrong.
Because the way you said it sounded perfect to me.
Yeah. Thank you.
But we should keep going. Well, we could, or we could be doing a classic walk and talk.
I think we're doing a walk and talk.
Hell yeah.
Mm. You get to a 4-way intersection, and Rick points north and goes, blah, 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 points south and goes, blah, 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 and then points east and goes, blah, 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 and then points at his watch and then points east.
His watch?
What? Rick, where is the mining? And I'm going to just, like, mine pickaxe.
He just keeps pointing east.
Okay. I would like to take my new Mace of Regnir and close my eyes, think, please, 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 spin it on its handle, and then see which area it lands to divine a way to go.
Roll roll d20 with advantage.
I would love to. That's a bad roll. But that d20 is gone forever.
Floor dice don't count.
Unless it's a 20.
Yeah.
18.
It points east.
We should go east, I think.
So we're trusting your stick, then?
And Petey pointed at his...
That one's Rick.
...thing.
Rick.
Rick, sorry.
Rick.
Shit.
The next one we meet, we'll name them PR, so it can just be Petey Rick.
Or we could ask its name. You really aren't grasping.
We don't speak their language. We give them nicknames, and then we ask them the real names, and then they won't tell us, or they did, and we just give them fun little cute nicknames. They love it.
Look, we gotta have fun, too. I mean, it's gotta be something in here for us.
Oh my god, you speak common.
So we'll open a school, for sure.
Yeah.
As we say as we're heading east, arguing.
You follow the tunnel further, and there's more and more of those weird etchings on the walls. There is almost like a hum, like a low level, not hum, but like...
Is there anything like familiar about it to me?
I mean, Dahlia just like showed up here, so is there any like connection of like, oh...
Yeah, I'm wondering, is this something that I would have seen in a High Lord's manor, or, you know, well, it was cruising for husband number three? Like, I'm really just curious.
You fell into a book written in this language and you came out here.
What the fuck, man?
Oopsies.
I mean, if you would like to make some sort of roll, you could do like a nature roll or a straight intelligence roll. History roll, I suppose.
Let's do history. Oh, that's not going to tell me fucking anything. That's a 9.
You don't recognize it.
These are odd drawings.
Yeah. Well, hopefully someone up there knows what they mean.
I will say that the tunnel is becoming more and more ragged.
Ooh.
And actually a little bit bigger as you go further down this way.
Okay. Does it feel like at any point we've sloped up at all?
No. You keep going down, if anything.
Oh. If we keep going down, then theoretically we should be able to get to the like doorway that's at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. That's possible. Gotta assume it's all connected.
I'm sorry?
There's apparently a door.
There's a door.
At the bottom of the mine that leads out to...
That sounds like...
The broken water wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a story you tell children to make sure that they stay safe in the mines?
No.
It sounds entirely made up. If there's a mine with a door at the bottom, it just leads to more mine. That's how doors generally work.
We just found it. It was an old wizard's laboratory with like a goo guy and a metal Kyle.
We also had skin Kyle.
You know, it really just took another person to be here for me to say things out loud. Everything sounds insane.
Are you well?
I thought we were, but we might not be.
Honestly, I feel like we're doing pretty good. All of us got nice sleep.
Skin Kyle goes by Skins now.
Yeah. He rebranded himself.
Oh, is that the guy you're saying also wants to start a revolution?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I totally have to meet Skins.
They're so cool.
Why is everyone wanting to... It isn't much of a revolution if we all want to start it, right? That it's just us ganging up on one person.
No one wants to join it.
They all individually want to start a revolution.
Well...
We have a rogue OT member.
It's like an anarchist unit because you can't actually organize.
Yeah. Classic walk and talk, by the way.
I'm concerned for my well-being now, so I'll probably hang just a couple extra steps back.
Yeah, so this has now become like a natural cave.
Yep.
Except for these weird brain fuzzing etchings. And that is when you get towards an opening at the end, and you just hear this crunching noise.
Does it sound like crunching, like eating chips, or like rocks falling?
It sounds like rocks breaking.
Okay.
I put my shield up as an umbrella. Like, I don't think this is going to help, but it might be better than nothing.
The crunching gets louder and louder and louder.
While the crunching starts, could I just go and just, like, lightly tap Rourke on the shoulder again and just, you can do this. And I'm going to cast Heroism.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a new one.
You're imbued with a sense of bravery. You're immune to being frightened, and you gain temporary hit points equal to my spellcasting modifier, which is 3. So you gain 3 hit points.
Ooh, amazing. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Oh my god, I can do this.
And that's when the wall bursts open.
I'm going to say Rourke runs straight towards the wall.
No.
I can do anything.
You shouldn't have blessed her. Don't give her cookies.
And what you see is just an abominable horror from deep beneath the earth. So it's this huge creature with massive mandibles. It is just, it's like, it just swims through the wall, essentially. Ew. But then you look at its face, and its face doesn't make sense. And it's like a wave of just piercing pain goes through your head. Just looking upon this creature. And I think it's probably a good time to roll for initiative.
Is this roleplay pain or real pain?
This is roleplay pain.
I do love roleplay pain. 20.
Chuck got a 7.
10.
Yeah, this thing bursts through the wall and it swings its two claws at Chuck.
So you said it had mandibles?
It has big mandibles and big claws, and it is like made for digging. And it looks kind of like a weird big ass bug.
Okay.
It's got an armored hide and...
How many legs does it have? Like 1,000?
2 legs. It is like a biped.
It's like a bug guy.
But it's like a big, big scary, guy. Very large.
And it walks upright?
It does.
All right, well, come at me, punk.
It's Mothman.
And it swings its big claws at Chuck.
Oh, God, no.
First one is going to be a 22.
Yep.
Second one is going to be a 12.
No. Can't block them all.
You take 9 slashing damage.
Shut the front door.
Just swipes a big claw at you. And then it turns and tries to gobble up Rourke with its mandibles.
I say no thank you.
I say 24 to hit.
Wow, that very much hits. That almost doubles my AC.
You're gonna take 14 slashing damage.
Rude.
Did you think that was nice, Michael?
No, I'm trying to be mean.
Is this uplifting to the Lord?
Yeah.
It's uplifting to me.
That's true, you're the Lord here. It's fine.
Rourke, you're up though.
Oh, rude.
Rude.
I'm going to absolutely, actually, I think I am going to, there's no metal on it, right?
No, unfortunately.
That sucks. I'm going to try to sleep it.
Really wishing I hadn't wasted 2 spell slots trying to get people to laugh at Tim now.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
As my bonus, I will do the thing where I will give the bardic assistance to Chuck.
Yes.
Okay, so I got 22 hit points. You roll 5d8. Total is how many hit points of creatures the spell can affect.
No.
Yo.
Fuck.
Not even close.
Rourke, we're level 4 now. Stop casting sleep.
Ah! No. Damn it, I'm worthless. That's it. That's it.
Okay, cool. Dahlia, you're up.
Great. I'm going to face step right up next to it. And because my face step is from the summer Eladrin, it takes 2 fire damage.
Ooh, cool.
Just from that. And then I'm going to stab it with my rapier and leave the rapier protruding from it.
Ew.
Ooh.
Metal.
Because I feel like a couple of us might have heat metal, and you know that.
Yes!
Sounds pretty sick.
Ooh, that's good. Does a 21 hit?
Oh, yeah.
Nice!
Fuck yeah, I'm going to activate my psychic blades again. It just kind of happens. Like, it literally just happens. It's fucking busted. 19 piercing and psychic damage, and I will leave the rapier lodged in it.
Wow.
And I'll kind of lean over my shoulder back to Rourke and just say, heat that up.
I can do that. It's just like a potato.
What is your obsession? Focus.
You're a treasure, Nika. Chuck, you're up.
Okay. I will bash my brand new mace against my shield.
Okay.
In order to allow the two of you to become emboldening bonded.
Ooh.
As an action, you choose up to two willing creatures within 30 feet of you, creating a magical bond among them for 10 minutes until you use this feature again. While any bonded creature is within 30 feet, they can roll a d4 and add it when they make an attack roll, an ability check, or saving throw. So you can just add a little extra there. And then as a bonus action, I say, oh wow, it's one of those glowing mine beetles, and cast spiritual weapon that looks like a beetle that rushes out and attacks this bad boy. Oh, it's a glowing mine beetle, everybody.
Uh-oh.
That's a 14 to hit?
That does not hit.
F you.
Aw, that hurts my feelings.
I'm sorry. And that is my entire turn.
Okay. Lucy looks at Rourke and goes, you trust me, right?
Forever.
What?
Lucy pulls out a different kind of bolt and puts it in their crossbow and then turns it towards Rourke.
I knew it!
And then fires. The bolt turns into yellow magic.
What? Did Lucy piss on
you? I squirt mustard on you.
Oh. The duality of man, piss or mustard.
Golden shower!
That would not be a fun game show, though.
You are cured for 10 hit points.
Nice! Love, she pissed on me.
I only have a few of those.
Thank you so much. That was really cool.
And it didn't hurt, right? It, like, didn't hurt?
No. Oh, my God, no.
Oh, thank Christ.
What if you accidentally grabbed the wrong one and shot me, though? That would have been really funny.
What if it just didn't work?
Under my breath, I'll just go, no witnesses.
Let's see. How are we positioned right now? Because it really wants...
It's not a straight line. We're not... in any way.
I'm right up on it.
Same.
You are right up on it. Okay, good. Because it's going to attack you. It really wants to attack you.
All right. I kind of figured.
It's going to do its two claws in your direction.
I mean, it can try.
I think it did pretty good. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm rolling so good tonight.
You never do that.
Never coming back.
I know. I really don't. The first one's a 23.
What?
The 23 hit?
Of course it fucking does. I'm a level 4 character.
All right, so then a 25 also hits.
You piece of shit.
Yeah, it's going to be 18 total slashing damage.
I take my reaction to sob. 18?
So much. And then it's going to try to bite Chuck.
Please don't.
Oh, so much worse. It totally misses. It's at 11.
What the?
Yay.
Just welcome. Welcome to our show.
I'm just glad it's not me, you know?
Yeah. Rourke, you need to make a charisma saving throw.
Oh, I can do this.
Remember, you're inspired, too.
Okay, actually, I do have real inspiration. I would like to use it because I did roll a 4. So I'm gonna...
We all know that's not how inspiration works. Except in our game, I mean, which is how that works.
That's exactly how it works.
Just trying to stop the what... The tweet or email.
That's how a lot of tables do it. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
Like actual inspiration.
You're not supposed to.
Well, it's difficult because it's but there's bardic inspiration and then there's just inspiration.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So that one was much better. That's, oh shit.
Ugh. Oh shit does not sound better.
Well, I threw a dice at me. 13 plus 2 plus 5. 20.
Nice. Getting there.
Nothing happens.
Ooh.
Damn it. Now we don't know what happened.
Now it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to try to heat metal, and I am going to heat up that rapier in its little chest.
Ouch.
And I don't think it gets to do anything. It just takes it.
I hate heat metal.
I love it.
Heat metal is bad.
Yeah.
It's such a good spell.
It is. Anytime I have spells, I'm like, which spells just do auto damage? No save, just damage.
Ooh, that's a lot. That's 13.
That's a lot of damage.
Nice job. Damn.
I'm going to hold that concentration.
Okay. I'm going to allow the Umber Hulk to pull the sword out if it wants to. It hasn't decided if it wants to or not quite yet. But.
It just feels toasty and warm. It's like, ooh, this is nice. It's almost like a hug.
Yeah, it's going to hurt later, but right now it feels good.
It's like heartburn, just a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Feels good.
Dahlia, I would need you to make a charisma saving throw, please.
Okay, that's the thing. I'm good. Is this perhaps to charm or sleep?
It is, it's something. Something like that.
Well, see, because I'm like magical too, so I'm immune to some stuff, and I have advantage on stuff.
It is a it is magic.
So
it is absolutely magic.
Cool. Okay. Great. Well, I'm really glad that worked out. That's a 19.
All right, you're cool.
Okay. Great. Cool. I'm also going to heat metal.
Yes.
On my rapier.
Okay.
I want to pop him like a little piece of popcorn.
This guy really is a potato, isn't he? With all the nail in them.
He kind of is.
He is.
Let's see. It's 2d8.
He's going to be so fluffy.
That's 13 fire damage.
Ouch.
And then I will use my bonus action to face step the fuck away.
Smart.
That's reasonable. Are you, you're done? You're good?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay. Chuck, please make a charisma saving throw.
Uh-oh. 6? But if it's charmed, that is a 15. While I'm very charming, I am able to avoid it.
It's a power that it has. And it says if you can see its eyes, then it can magically force you to make a charisma saving throw.
Okay.
It doesn't say that we're charmed. So you can't take reactions until the start of your next turn, and I need you to roll a d8.
Fuck.
Oh, wait, actually, no, never mind. Next turn. We'll figure that out.
Okay.
It doesn't say that it stops you from doing anything, so...
Okay, so just no reactions, and then some d8 bullshit's gonna happen.
It is your turn.
Okay, let's get the spiritual weapon in there. That's an 11.
That's going to miss.
And I think I'm going to bash it with my brand new mace. And I'm like, come on, baby. I'm rolling bad now. I rolled really good before, and now I'm not rolling good. So that's an 11.
It's also going to miss.
Well, okay, 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 okay. Is, yep, I have no more actions. Sick. I'm done.
Damn.
Sorry.
I'm going to still kill you, man. You're not better than me. You're beautiful, though, those eyes. Wow.
They're spiraling.
Whoa.
No, Lucy also fails.
No, Lucy! Join me in the weird zone.
Lucy fires a crossbow bolt. That misses. Okay. And then we go back to the top of the order, which is unfortunate for a lot of people.
Why would you say that? I know I have no leverage over you now. But, like...
It can't get that. I've decided it can't reach the sword yet that's stuck into it. So it's just going to try to get Chuck with its claws.
It's probably not smart enough.
It's not that smart, but it's not that dumb.
I hate bugs.
Does a 19 hit your armor class?
You know it does.
I don't.
It does. It does. It does.
It hits you twice for 18 slashing damage.
Oh, I'm down. Good night.
Chuck is down. Oh god, no.
You see Chuck flop over his ass in the air.
And then it tries to bite, and I guess it's gonna have to bite Rourke, right?
But why? Why does it have to?
Because that's the only other person who's standing here.
Fine.
Bite my ass, kill me.
Okay, mandible. Does an 11 hit your armor class?
No, it does not.
Alright.
I'm really glad I dodged that bullet.
Dahlia, you're up.
I got a plan that could potentially end combat, but...
Oh, man, that would be sick.
It would be cool. Like, it would be nice not for us all to die.
Okay.
Seeing Chuck go ass up.
Yeah.
Dahlia is going to start walking towards the creature with intent, very calmly, collectedly. And on her way, she's just going to say, I did not come all the way here from my mansion to die in a filthy fucking tunnel surrounded by morons. I'm going to use words of terror to try and terrify the creature. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. All right. This is a straight roll. What do I have to get?
I'm not gonna tell you. You gotta tell me what you got first. That's the rule. I'm fucking scared.
Oh, is that?
What is it?
No, it's not cocked. That's a 9.
Uh-oh.
You needed a 13. Fuck you.
Yes.
You can speak to a humanoid alone for 1 minute and cause it to become frightened of you. If it fails a wisdom saving throw of DC 13 for 1 hour or until its allies are attacked or damaged. So yeah, you're frightened of me now.
You have to talk to it for a minute?
I mean, I can go on for a minute if you want me to.
Don't tip me.
About being stuck in this stupid mine with idiots. You think there's a door at the bottom? Come on.
Don't talk about my town like that. We have bottom doors.
You're unconscious. Shut up.
It shrieks in terror. It tries to flip around and get the sword out of its back, and it can't. And then it turns tail and tries to escape. Which means that... Actually, Chuck can't hit it because Chuck's unconscious, but anyone else who wants to blast it can.
Yeah, I want to hit it with an attack of opportunity. Can I just kick at my rapier and try and kick the rapier in deeper?
Hell yeah, for sure.
What would you like me to roll for that?
I would roll just a regular attack.
Okay.
Just roll your rapier attack.
That is an 18.
That hits.
4. Oh, that's max damage across
Hell
the
yes.
board.
Hell yes.
12 plus 8 is 20, 22 points of psychic and piercing damage, rather.
I love all the damage conflicted over the mean one doing it, but, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
You're unconscious. You can't see. It did it to itself. No witnesses.
Rourke, do you want to take a shot as well?
Yes. I rolled a nat 1. I'm not going to do shit.
Stop rolling a nat 1! I hope, if it's the same dice, you have to put it in jail.
It is! It's my Aritas! I'll use my dire 1. I'll have to break it out.
Lucy grabs a third kind of arrow and puts it in their crossbow and fires it. It entangles this creature in a bunch of thorny vines.
Ooh!
And it roars in anger. And Rourke, you're up.
Okay.
Your dad is a quivering pile on the ground.
You got me.
Okay. I'm going
leave me.
To... There's no way I'm going to leave you. That's dumb. Yeah, 11 damage from heat metal.
Okay.
I don't have to roll for that. I'm just going to maintain cure concentration. Oh, 3, 11, 14.
14 to hit?
Yeah.
That does not hit.
Okay. I've got 2 weapon fighting. I have a dagger and a rapier.
What does heroism do again? Does that give you...
It just gave her temporary hit points, and it meant that she couldn't be frightened.
Gotcha.
I rolled a 10 that time. Plus... Can I only use that d4 once, or can I use it again?
Yeah, once per turn.
Shit! Okay, same thing.
Shit!
Damn it. Okay, I guess that's my turn.
I didn't know that heat metal was concentration and you just had to keep it up, so I also still have that active on the rapier.
Nice. Well, it is your turn.
Okay, then I continue to kind of heat up the rapier.
Why don't you go ahead and roll that damage?
I don't like the way that you said that. I don't know why. It's very... Like, I know that this thing is entangled right in front of me and cannot move, but... That's 11 points of fire damage.
Woo!
That's a lot.
Its eyeballs go boop and pop out of its head. And it drops to the ground, quivering. It has been boiled from the inside.
Amazing.
Ah, wonderful.
Ew! That's why its eyeballs popped out? Gross.
Yeah.
Does this kind of like smell like a shrimp bake or something? Because mm-hmm. It's a bug, so...
Yeah, lobsters are all bugs.
Mm. That sweet juicy me.
That sweet juicy Umber Hulk.
We break out some butter and crack open a shell and...
You can get some of Daddy's butt butter.
We should probably save your father first.
Oh, right. Heal.
Lucy is loading a crossbow bolt and pointing it right at Chuck's head.
It's like putting it in my temple.
I'm waiting the appropriate amount of cooling time before I pull my rapier out of this disgusting thing.
Are you gonna let Lucy do the healing? Or
yeah, I'm like, it's the healing one, right?
I think so.
Dad, don't worry, it's okay.
I'm silently praying that it's the wrong arrow.
It's not. Chuck, you get...
Dang it.
You get 8 points. You get 8 hit points.
I get 8 hit points? Hell yeah. So what does it feel like, I guess, to be blasted healing style with a gun?
Like a bucket of ice cold water just got thrown on you.
I stand up and just start yelling, what did you do to me?
Wasn't that so cool?
And you said it's yellow? So this is like yellow shit dripping off my face?
No, the...
Sorry, Michael. It's your fault. You know us.
It was a bolt of golden light that hit you.
Oh.
And there wasn't literal. You didn't get pissed on.
I was like, "What's it taste like?" Okay, fine. That's even better.
Salty. I don't know,
Lucy. Thank you. I guess I don't know what you just did to me, but I'm not gonna look a gift horse in the mouth and get it. But I have a freaking headache. Is that bug gone?
Yeah, it looks like it's dead.
It killed itself.
Whoa. That's sad.
It clawed its own eyes out. There must be something in the walls down here.
Can you teach me how to do that?
Yes, but not in front of your father.
Thank you.
That thing tunneling around must have been causing all the instability. I believe we've solved the mystery.
That makes sense. It just popped through that door, Kool-Aid style.
Yeah. So, great job, everybody. High fives all around.
Well, wait. If we wanted to destroy the mine and cause a revolution, shouldn't we have left the thing alone?
Well, we want to kind of destroy the mine on our...
Yeah, this is complicated. I've got ants.
What?
They're intelligent.
I have a bunch of ants.
You should see a doctor about that. It sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, you're right.
These ants like burrow and... Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Well, yeah, Lucy, was that one of yours?
No! Do you see any theanite sticking out of it?
No.
Do we?
You don't.
I don't know. What's your rapier made out of?
Just steel. It's nothing... truly special. The bejeweled ones are all at home.
Wait, you've got some that have jewels on them?
Of course I do.
It's so cool being rich.
I guess.
What do you think I do when I have to battle my guests? I don't want to pull out peasant fashions like this when I'm, you know...
What?
Fighting in the...
Oh my god.
What do you do for fun around here? Is...
Last week, someone got stabbed by a spoon in the tavern. And then we watched the wound fester for a week before they died of infection.
Hey, that's... Come on.
I
never know when to say, Rourke, that's not true, because I don't want to put a bushel over Nika's world. But maybe I am yes-anding by saying, Rourke, that's not true. I don't know.
You're right. I was in the cemetery at midnight.
We should probably leave. I don't... want to be here anymore.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut this thing's head off, and I do so.
Do you suck the head?
No, I don't suck the head, gross!
Its eyeballs are, like, dangling out.
It is nicely cooked on the inside.
Also, like, tassels.
I guess, yeah, what's our thoughts on eating bugs, gang? Like, are we... It's supposed to be great for the environment.
Yeah.
Rick is already chowing down.
Oh, God.
That visual is a good place for us to end our episodes.
What wine pairs best with bug meat?
A nice buttery Chardonnay.
Yeah, I think you gotta go white wine on that, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe this is a real conversation. Here we are.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Diana, for being here.
Yes,
for this totally normal, not weird episode of our beautiful show. Really means a lot.
I mean, it's pretty normal for us.
I hope Dahlia wasn't too unbearable.
I love Dahlia.
She's amazing.
Dahlia's great.
She's my new mom.
Yeah.
No.
But a cool mom.
Absolutely not.
Aunt?
No.
Okay.
I don't usually deal with, like, children. Can we just say friend?
Oh.
Rourke is 28 years young, which
I'm a very vague mid-20-year-old.
I'm several hundred years old, so you can see how that still doesn't exactly.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Rourke's, like, 6 years older than when the war ended. We kind of go back and forth on that.
All fuzzy.
Do you say the war and then, like, stare off into the middle distance?
Yes.
literally, yeah.
Thank you, everybody, so much. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekling Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. And I am at Thrifty Nerd, and you can of course also go to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/thriftycrafting.
You can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. I also do an advice podcast with Michael where we go through the internet's wildest questions and give us our only perfect advice, called Dear Internet. And my wife Jennifer and I just started a Left Behind podcast where we go through the Left Behind series and kind of dissect it and how it still unfortunately has ramifications today. Also, Nika and I and a buddy rebooted Cast of Thrones.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. You can find all of my links, which have special spicy sites and just other things. If you want to, I don't know, talk to me, send me a coffee, whatever. Whatever you want to do, there's a link to do it.
You can find Mike Bachman at The Mike Bachman. You can find Jennifer Cheek at Jennifer Cheek. Dana, yet again, give us all your pluggables. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Follow these pluggables.
Hey, guys. So I'm still Diana D'Amico. Sorry to disappoint. You can find me on Twitter at D'Amico Diana. That's D-I-M-I-C-C-O-D-I-A-N-A. I post about everything there, but I have a couple writing projects that are about to be released, including my first self-published RPG called Robits. Over on Renegade, we just had our mid-season finale for season 2 of The Nightlife. And then there's all kinds of cool vampire and World of Darkness stuff that's coming for Play Renegade, but I'll announce all that on Twitter, so follow me there. And thank you guys so much for having me. This was a wonderful time. Thank you for having me in this weird mine with a bug creature, man.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for rolling with all the punches and us forgetting to tell you the most basic important things.
It's okay. It was like, it was a level of immersion that I wasn't prepared for. And thus was, it was good. I'm like into it.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.